Basil nodded. Tactical planning wasn't his strong point, he reminded them. But he could tell that Seth and Va'ala just wanted to follow orders, and that meant he had to develop his own idea. Maybe he could just bull ahead to the front of the line and try to push past the processing station.
And get yourself arrested instead?
Seth lowered his voice to a whisper.
Do you really think you can outwit an interrogator better than a pair of Bothans?
Basil had to admit that was unlikely. What he needed was to present the imposter captain with another reason for the anxiety she seemed to be sensing in Yekiel and Yantahar's force auras. He thought for a moment, then turned back toward the line he had just left and opened himself to the force. Soon he felt the same cool haze of fear he had noticed earlier, a cloud of uncertainty and dismay centered on a small cluster of amphibious Ishi-Tib who had clearly not been informed of the new security procedures on Coruscant. The three females were shuffling forward reluctantly, propelled by the pressure of the crowd at their backs, while their male escort was slowly swiveling his eye stalks about, trying to appear casual as he searched for a way to bypass the inspection station. All four carried identical luggage, large Kadu-hide traveling cases with matching satchels slung over their shoulders. And it was obvious by their reluctance to set their baggage on the floor that they were as worried about losing it as they were about being caught with the contents.
Spice.
Basil stepped back through the cordon beam. Using the force, he gently opened a path in front of him, then began to work his way toward the pod of smugglers. Seth and Va'ala followed close on his heels, Seth grabbing for his sleeve.
Masher, the inspection station is the other way.
Basil growled that Seth and Va'ala should go on. He had a better plan.
I'm not sure changing plans is a good idea at the moment. The promoters are counting on you.
The promoters were counting on them all, Basil reminded her. And if he saw a way to save Yekiel and Yantahar, he was going to try it. He came to an aquilish couple who had taken advantage of the path he had opened to sneak forward. The pair glared at him defiantly, daring him to object. He merely shouldered them aside and stepped over to the Ishi-Tib, who instinctively shied away and looked as though they were going to flee. Basil distracted them by raising his stubby fingered hand in a calming gesture, then spoke in Basic, warning them about the security check ahead. The male curled his eye stalks forward in confusion.
What? Check your head.
There's a security check ahead,
Va'ala clarified, stepping to Basil's side. She glanced up at him, silently signaling her reluctant acceptance of his new plan. Then she turned back to the smugglers and put a little force energy into her voice.
You should allow our friend to take those packages across for you.